What you're about to hear is a Scottish workman responding to a video he'd been sent of a speaker at a large public rally in Edinburgh in early April 2024. The gathering itself was organised in order to protest about the newly introduced Scottish hate crime legislation, which came into force on the first of that month. The speaker was Pastor Arthur O'Malley of Eastgate Church in Elderslie on the west of Glasgow. He had been invited to deliver what was indeed a forceful and passionate address to those gathered. Listen now to the workman's response.
Alistair, I'm halfway through that video and I had to pause it. I can't contain myself. I need to reply now to get it out of my system. That is the best video you've ever sent me. I've been waiting to hear that from a Scottish man of the church. Not yourself, right? But, I mean, a minister. A man that stands in the pulpit. Ever since all this stuff started in 2020, I've never heard it. The strongest voice I've heard from a man of the church was a Polish preacher in Canada. You probably know about the guy. They came and shut down his church for the lockdowns and he told them to get out. He told them they were doing the same thing as the communists and the Nazis, and he told them to get out, and then they came after him and they put him in jail for a while. He's back out again. I'm not sure what his situation is now. He's a total hero, and so is that Scottish minister. And what he's saying is exactly what I think. Where is the voice of the church speaking up for morals and goodness and defending what's written in the Bible and what Christianity has always been? See, if all ministers spoke like that, I would think about turning into a Christian. I've told you before, I've got a belief in a creator. I don't know what to call him, right? But I certainly don't believe in the Big Bang Theory and all this crap. But, you know, I believe in creation and but I've never been, and I've never thought about being a member of an organised religion. Probably because I'm such a free thinker. But, like I said, if all ministers were speaking like him, I'd probably join that church. The guy's a hero. I think his name's given. I'm probably going to look him up and try to see if I can find his email address and send him an email, just telling him how much I appreciate what he's said. And feel free to pass on my words if you know him to speak to. He's got, excuse my language, but he's got balls, right? And if there is a heaven, he's going straight in. And most of the ministers will go to hell for keeping their mouths shut because they're complicit, but not him. He'll sail straight through the pearly gates. I'm impressed. I'm going to listen to the rest of it now, but thank you for sending me that video. It's tremendous. I'm looking forward to hearing what else he's got to say.